Welcome back, Game Time 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Like, I'm looking up at Colin Cowherd shows on TV right now, and you know, he has the question, Zion or the field, basically Duke or the field. And I just, you know, unless we're talking about Tiger Woods in like 2003, and you know, it would always be Tiger or the field, like I will always take the field in a setting like this. I mean, again, to me, Villanova last year was a more complete, dominant team than Duke is this year. And now I will say this. I think it's put on a pretty good platter for Duke to go to the Final Four. I don't anticipate them seeing or feeling or enduring much turbulence. VCU and Central Florida, neither team can bother Duke enough. Mississippi State and Virginia Tech then are the four and the five. You know, Virginia Tech hasn't been the same team since Justin Robinson went down. They're trying to integrate him back into the equation. He's kind of they've been struggling a little bit. Plus, Buzz Williams is rumored for the Texas Tech job. I mean, I just, you know, and then you talk about potentially Michigan State waiting for him in the Elite Eight, and Michigan State pretty banged up. I mean, I think Duke's got a pretty good path, and in all reality, I think Virginia's got a pretty good path too. I don't love Virginia. Like I told you, I don't love anybody in the South region. Virginia is my least favorite one seed. Tennessee's my least favorite two seed. You know, there isn't really any team in that whole region I love. But if you're asking me right now, would I take Duke or the field? I would take the field. Absolutely. Just because Duke has flaws that can be problematic in the NCAA tournament. You know, they lack depth, so all it takes is foul trouble to creep up. They don't shoot it well from three. They rank 339th in the country from three. They really struggle to knock down perimeter shots. That could be problematic. You know, there are aspects to their team. While they are loaded with talent at the top with R.J. Barrett and Zion and Cam Reddish and those guys, like, they are flawed in some areas. It's a good team, don't get me wrong. But if you're asking me Duke or the field, I'm absolutely taking the field. All right, Charles in the books, want to go Vers in a half hour. We'll get into some more of my thoughts on the brackets, plus some thoughts on Nebraska and Creighton and the NIT as well. Game time.